speaks for the innocent bystanders so often caught in the crossfire of warfare, and who steps forward to help these civilians heal their wounds and repair their broken lives. Informed estimates show that non-combatants are by far the most numerous victims of war. For every American soldier killed or wounded in the Iraq War, there are as many as 10 civilian casualties. In Washington, Sarah Holwinski travels to war zones like Afghanistan for the Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict.
When I was in Kabul a couple of years ago, I met a woman who her house was bombed by a U.S. airstrike that had gone awry. They were supposed to hit a target about 3 miles away. They hit her house instead. 8 of her family members, including her husband and children, were killed. And she's got the graves lined up outside of her house. She never saw an American face. She never got an apology. This was 2001. I saw her in 2006.
Those who inflicted the damage and the murder were from above in the air, and so she didn't see their faces even.
She never saw their faces, and certainly nobody came by to say, what happened? You know, how many people did you lose? Who were they? What did they mean to you? How can we help? What is your life going to look like now? She started to clean houses. She couldn't get the rest of her children into school. She didn't have the money. She had no income. The breadwinner was killed. People left in absolutely devastating circumstances that we never hear about. That whoever was flying that plane and made the mistake, an honest mistake that hit her house, never knew how many people she lost or what she was going to have to live with for the rest of her life.
Eventually, this victim received from the U.S. government modest financial compensation for her loss. But many survivors believe the deepest wound they suffer is the emotional trauma of organized violence, the haunting memories and deep-seated fears that may linger a lifetime. Sarah Holwinski.
Even just to hear an explosion, you know, for the next several years, you're going to duck and cover whenever a car backfires. And that's the least of it. They're absolutely traumatized. They can't sleep. They can't eat. They're depressed. They're mourning the loss of family members that were taken from them in the blink of an eye. They weren't expecting it. It's very hard for them to deal with it. And these are places where, you know, there are not social workers standing by to help them through it. There are not therapy sessions. There are not group therapy sessions. You know, the things that we may be used to here in the United States, they don't have there. It's a conflict zone. So they're having to do what they can, not only to recover from what just happened to them, but to then go on day after day living in the same war zone, knowing that the same thing could happen at any time.
Sarah Holwinski's Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict worked on behalf of civilian victims, providing them a voice and advocating for assistance from the warring parties whose actions inflicted the damage. She believes that some restitution for civilians who've been harmed represents progress in a world where the drumbeat of war can seem to be ceaseless.
I have concluded that the time has come for action. Tonight, American and South Vietnamese units will attack the headquarters for the entire communist military operation in South Vietnam. This is not an invasion of Cambodia.
This hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's...
As Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan.